from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Rolling on the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate. Listen, it's Mondays. This is not a spot to do food takes. Got to do a food take. Got to do two food takes, as a matter of fact. One of them is one that I find relatively interesting because an authority has spoken out. An authority has made a decision here. And I wonder if it is one that we are willing to abide by, one that is something we are all going to lean on, or if it is something that is going to make us push back against the legal system itself. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was on the Late Late Show with Stephen Colbert last week. And Colbert asked her a question that I think it's been in the public eye for a very, very long time. It is a question I have heard asked many, many times. And so Colbert brought it to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Here is how Justice Brown Jackson ruled on a question that you have asked, I have asked, we have all asked.
There's an ongoing, very important judicial ruling that we asked all the justices who come on the show. And I'm wondering if you'll weigh in on this one. I don't think it's a case that's before the court right now, so you might be able to express yourself. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Well, it's my understanding that yes. Other justices have come on and they have opined.
Yes, Sotomayor.
Yes.
Justice Sotomayor has said, yes, it is a sandwich.
Yes.
And Justice Ginsburg has said, it is a sandwich.
And I believe in precedent, so I'm going with that. Stare decisis.
Yes. Says it's a sandwich.
Exactly.
This is settled law. And you're not going to change your mind later when a new case comes up from the Oscar Mayer Corporation.
I'm not changing.
By the way, do you know what Justice Breyer said?
What did he say?
Sometimes yes and sometimes no.
Oh, that's
infuriating.
A little complicated.
Infuriating.
So according to the Supreme Court, Lonzo, a hot dog is indeed a sandwich. Do we abide by the ruling or do we wish to appeal?
No, I'm good with it.
I think I am.
Yeah.
I've debated this in my head many, many,
it's
many,
not
many
a majority
times.
Yet.
It's not.
And he has picked people, some who are no longer with us and not on the court. So, but I mean, I would love to see it come up before the entire court.
I think it needs to, right? Like, I think we need an official
ruling. It has to clear lower
here.
Courts before it can get that high, though.
I mean, look, we brought it straight to the Voice, and it was addressed. Now, I'll let you all kick that one around a little bit. All right. Multiple Supreme Court justices saying, yes, a hot dog is indeed a sandwich by definition. I really don't have anything against that because the big argument has always been that it's not two pieces of bread. It's one piece of bread cut in half and hinged. But here's the thing. A lot of sub restaurants nowadays, though, they do that, but they do it top down. They cut the bread open at the top and open it up. And so I believe that's what makes it a hoagie or a hero, not a sub, but
or a pita, depending on how thin the bread is. You played the one where you know we're going to agree on, and then you're going to play the other one, even though I just briefly heard it. I'm sure we're going to fight. So
if we fight on this, I mean it. This may be the one that ends all fights. This might be the one that is the end, because I'm telling you for a fact, 90% of people are going to be with me on this one, and the 10% that aren't are sociopaths. I'm standing on that.
Okay, I already have an argument, so let's do it.
Let's do it. This comes from Twitter. Found a podcast that had this take. It's a very short clip, and you'll find out why I had a violent physical reaction to this clip.
Ketchup is acceptable on tacos instead of salsa.
I will fight you. I will fight you in a parking lot. If you ever show up at a Mexican joint, order tacos, and ask for ketchup, you're a bad person.
All right, you're not going to fight anybody.
Bad person. Because
you've said many times you've never been in a fight. This would not be the time to try it, especially with the problems you've been having today. You've been stretching wrong and about ready to die. So a fight, probably not a good move. What's ketchup made out of and what's salsa made out of? No. What are the prime ingredients?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes. Right. So, I mean,
do you not see a difference between salsa and ketchup? You ever put salsa on your burger? I kind of do want to do
actually,
that now.
I do want to do that now.
Yeah. That works.
I believe you can put salsa on just about anything, just like you can put ketchup on just about anything.
You're mixing.
What's missing is some peppers and some chunks. If your ketchup has peppers and chunks, then guess what it is?
Salsa.
Exactly.
No, it's not. Because salsa... ketchup is tomato paste that is processed and loaded with sugar. I'm team ketchup, so that we're clear. I will put ketchup on my dogs, on my burgers. I'll put ketchup on my meatloaf. I'm team ketchup for sure. But to say ketchup and salsa are the same thing is ridiculous. Comprised of the same ingredient, maybe? Sure, have at it. They're both tomato based.
There's no maybe. They absolutely have the same ingredient.
But what you add to tomato to make
it. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
get ketchup and what you add to tomato to make it salsa, literally nothing in common. Nothing else exists. Tomato paste over here, tomato cut into chunks over here, sugar over here, peppers and other and onions or whatever else you want cut into your salsa over here. They are different. Same foundation, entirely different things. Okay? Entirely different things.
So if you were at a Mexican restaurant and someone put ketchup on their taco, you would get up and leave.
If I go to a Mexican restaurant with someone and they order ketchup on a taco, my order instantly becomes to-go. I will not be seen at a table with you degenerate eating ketchup on a taco.
Mild salsa ordered at a Mexican restaurant is basically ketchup.
No, it's not. Sugary tomato paste, cut up tomatoes with peppers added.
Tomatoes naturally have sugar in them.
And then you add more to make a ketchup, or you dice it up and put in peppers and make salsa. These are different things, fundamentally different things built on the same foundation. All right? If you put ketchup on your taco, my order is to go and I am leaving. And if I am your ride, I hope you've got Uber on your phone because you're not getting in my car, you lunatic.
Unless you're known to be a big tipper. I mean, you know, then probably.
I hope you tip your Uber driver. Because you're not in my rig anymore. And I'm not paying for your meal. I'm buying my, hey, waiter, I need mine to go on a separate check and I need it ASAP. I cannot be seen at a table with this individual. Can't do it.
By the way, never said they were the same. The people were thinking I said they're the same. I said they come with the same basic ingredient.
You said they're basically the same.
They have the same. Well,
they're not basically the same.
Technically, if you have the same basic ingredient, then you are basically the same.
No. As Wesley just said, that's like saying steak and ground beef are the same thing. Are they the same foundation? 100%.
They both come from a cow.
But
some places, I'm not so sure. But
that's fair. The way that you prepare a thing can take it from being this to being something totally and entirely different. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, okay. This show without me, not a winner. This show with me, 3 times. He's speechless on that one.
Lonzo, the ketchup of this show. All right?
Kingmaker, baby.
Me, the salsa. Little spice, little pop, little flavor.
I think that pretty much describes the show. It absolutely does.
That ketchup actually is salsa. Now that I've walked myself into it, that's pretty fair.
It's not bad.
That's pretty fair. Texture said, Lonzo's eating at the wrong Mexican restaurant. I totally agree. Texture says, my kid puts ketchup on his taco because he's 4. Okay. Yeah, that's correct. That's the right answer.
But you allow it. If you were robbed, you would never allow such a heresy. Yeah, heresy.
Correct. That's from Chris, the same one earlier, who said his biggest mistake in parenting is making his kid a Panther fan. No, it's not, Chris. It's allowing your child to put ketchup on a taco. That's worse than making him a Panther fan. All right?
By the way, Joe, I've never been to that place that you're talking about. So, is there any of those around here? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I am going to get a taco for lunch. Number one, number two. If you ever see anyone putting ketchup on a taco, that person needs an intervention immediately.
Oh, now
on the spot.
Now.
Immediately.
Now, anyone who sees Rob at a Mexican restaurant is going to put ketchup on their Mexican food just to see if you'll get up and leave.
So, I've told this story. I'll tell it very briefly. About 2 years ago, Lonzo and I had a conversation on the air about the proper way to flip the bird. All right, the proper technique, time, place to flip the bird.
Your grandma's is still the best.
Yes. So my grandma, for those of you that don't remember the conversation, my grandma, a stout, devout Irish Catholic woman who does not cuss or steal, instead of flipping you the bird, she'll throw all the fingers at you and she'll say the whole flock, as in the whole flock of the birds, right? To me, there's a time, a place, and a proper way to flip the bird. All right, it is thumb in. And it's in rowdy environments. Anyway, my then girlfriend, now fiance at the time, and my mother went out to a restaurant one time, a winery actually. And from across the winery, a young lady looked directly in the face and flipped me the bird. And I was like, the hell? So I walked over because like I'm not a confrontational person, but you're not flipping me the bird in front of my fiance and not catching words. I walked over there and she's like, this is the proper way you flip the bird, Rob Brown. And I'm like, ah, Armada. I like it. I get it. If I see you putting ketchup on a taco, I don't care if you're in the Armada. I'm coming to have a conversation with you, and it's going to be very serious and about your mental health, because clearly you're unwell, okay? Don't do that. Be better. I expect better from anyone in the Armada. Be better. Tacos and ketchup do not, never have, never will go together. Yeah, I'm not talking the bed, because it's that damn important.
All I'm saying is, eat what you eat, man. Whatever.
Unless it's ketchup.
Except
on
for
a taco.
That lady in Ohio who was eating the neighbor's cat. Don't do that.
And Skyline Chili. Stop that crap, too. That's gross.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.